Geometry and stuff, I still got like an advance in every one.
Yeah, they're so easy.
They're so easy.
The last question on the freshman bio one, which animal is native to Virginia? Squirrel, and then it's like dolphin, polar bear, penguin, you know. Just, it was so sad.
It's like his regular history test. It's
and
so
some
ridiculously
kids don't
easy.
Pass these. I'm sorry if you're one of those kids. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry if you're one of those people who don't pass the regular history, because...
Hey, that's a hard class.
Yeah, right.
There's a big difference between not passing and not trying.
That's true.
I know some people that are really smart and don't try.
Like
you slackers.
Like the Jew.
Not really. I've been slacking this quarter.
Slacking? What do you mean by slacking?
Slacking.
Oh, slacking.
I should enunciate more. Is that better?
Yes. Yes, it's better.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Excellent.
Was that a reference to Verizon?
Which sucks.
It does.
Go ahead.
For all you people in England, it's kind of similar
it's
to...
A carrier for phones.
Can I, please?
I'm sorry.
It's similar to...
Please resume.
What's it called? That really useless one. No, not Orange.
Nextel?
Not Orange.
Sprint?
No, it's not the same in
They're
England.
Not worldwide?
There's like this really poor... Vodafone. No, Vodafone. Not Vodafone. What's it? You know what I'm talking about. Virgin. That's it. It's as bad as Virgin.
Virgin Mobile, they have that here.
Yeah, I know, but it's really bad in England.
Oh.
Like, Virgin in England...
It's like they have one internet in the U.S.
to Verizon in the U.S. Oh, and we have our guest speaker, and her name is Kat. So,
okay,
hello.
We need to pause it, actually.
Yeah, we need to pause it, so wait for a second. And wait. Don't do anything.
Oh, crap.
Do you actually have anything?
Stop.
Okay. This is episode 4 continued, and we have our guest speaker among us, a fungus among us. Well, she doesn't have fungus, but it'd be funny if she did, because then I could really say a fungus among us.
Well, I don't, so you're stuck with that.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
It's not as amusing, though. Her name is Kat, as in alias, or Elias, or Elias.
Okay,
or,
yes.
I'm going through my whole thing again.
Yes.
And we're back.
Oh, and by the way, we're Jew and Hindu.
Yeah, he's Jew. I'm Hindu.
Even though everyone knows our names.
Yeah, I know.
Well, everyone.
We keep on spouting out
all of Beanpo.
All of Beanpo.
Every bitch of Eddie.
So
and George.
Do you guys refer to you guys by Jew and
no,
the Hindu?
No, because this started yesterday. So,
yeah. We've recorded so much in, like, a day.
We're going to be so gung-ho for a day, and then we're going to realize how stupid... I mean, I already know it's stupid, so you don't have to tell me.
It's as lame as FDR's legs. What? Too early? It's a reference to Family Guy.
I know.
Oh, lawnmowers.
Lawnmowers. Yes, there are lawnmowers.
There are
lawnmowers afoot.
I get it done free because it came with a contract, so I don't have to do anything.
Really?
Because in England, I had to do all the lawnmowers.
No, I don't. I've offered, though, because, you know, I get money.
Wait, do you own your house or rent it?
Yeah, we own it.
Ah, see, there we go. We rent.
No, see, because I was like, oh my god, you know what, I'll do the whole...
You have to be really loud.
Yeah.
Or move closer.
Yeah.
Actually, let's turn... Sorry for the noise. We're going to direct these a little closer to our guest.
Yeah, because... The Jew and I are loud, but Kat really isn't that loud. It's like in AP US History, and everyone's like, she's jabbering, and she's trying to talk to me, but I can't hear her because she's so
That's
quiet.
That's because I don't scream, because I'm used to not screaming.
I've had to practice speaking up. I'm not usually this loud.
No, he isn't.
I'm very quiet. I mumble.
He does mumble. Sometimes you can't even understand. Like when you said, what did you say? I thought you said psychic, and you said something else. That was him mumbling in case you didn't hear.
Anyway,
so we were discussing midget, but we really never got around
we
to discussing
really
midget.
Got around
okay, so
he's very white.
So the albino midget, as is obvious from his name, is very white and he's very small. He's older than I am, or is he older than you are?
He's older than you are. I don't know.
I know he's older than I am. I'm like one of the youngest in our grade.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
you look at him. He's the youngest person
the
in...
Biggest
in
the youngest. Youngest. But we mean that with all
I'm not the
love.
Biggest. I know people who are actually bigger than I am.
I
mean, in terms
attending
of
our school and
who?
Of the same age.
Oh, there are people.
Who?
I'm like, what's her name? She's in my AP English class.
Stacey.
Let's stay
she's
away from
bigger
names.
Than I am.
Let's stay away from names.
Love you, Scoggin.
What? Is that a last name?
No. No, it was actually a nickname that I came up...
Okay, I hope it's an endearing.
Yeah, it better be
endearing.
I haven't talked to her in like 4 years.
Okay. That's really amusing.
We gotta be careful here.
Anyway.
We don't want to offend our listeners.
Or any other brown listeners that might be
out
there.
She's not bad at all.
She's nice, though. She's really cool.
Yeah.
We don't really care, do we? Well, so we have to sit here and listen politely. We don't actually care.
What does the red mean?
It's actually not as bad as you think. Okay, so we have this on a laptop. We're looking at the laptop right now. It goes red when you speak over a certain decibel level, which I think is 30 decibels.
I don't know. I'm just really loud, so it almost always goes red for
me. It's not really a bad thing, because when I listen to it, it sounds fine
on
the computer.
Yeah.
Actually,
oh, yeah, the smell you might be smelling might be my feet, by the way.
Thank you.
It's not. It wasn't here when I got here.
Oh,
it's not my feet either, because I know what mine smell like.
Well, you see my feet smell because they sweat in shoes.
That's great. Thanks for telling us.
Which is why I like going bare feet, really. Oh, yeah. I have, like, feet like boots. I can walk over rocks.
Who can't?
But they smell if I put them in shoes, which is the only drawback.
Okay. Great.
Kat's really disgusted now. She doesn't even know what to say.
Well, because I'm not used to
it. You know, it looks so weird when you're doing this. It looked like your arm was bending back.
Okay.
Kat's back again, and she can concur. I am now treasurer of the Science Center Senate.
Oh, yes.
Am I not?
Yeah, and I actually voted for you, which I think I'm smacking myself.
Thank
now.
You.
Oh.
I was being nice.
That has to be our key phrase.
I think it's already been taken by like a lot of different people though.
Oh.
We don't care.
I know that.
Okay, anyone takes it from now on, we will sue you for this copyright.
He doesn't mind. We're fine.
Yeah. Midget might listen, and some other people I know.
Yeah, and if anyone hears this, Beanpole, send this to someone. I'll give you a dollar.
You
please.
Owe me a dollar.
I owe you a dollar.
Don't say no. You will not blame us.
I'm getting into debt, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You owe me a dollar.
I'll pay you eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
Do your parents think you're like drug lords or something because you spend all your time in this unfinished room?
No.
With like random people.
I only started recently. Yeah, I only started recently. Because, I don't know.
Yeah, you just started the drug business.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in England, they were obsessed with some fact that because we lived in Netherlands, my dad's a drug lord. That's why we keep on moving around. No.
Is that why you moved to evade
the national
police?
We got this huge cut of heroin from Netherlands, and we got caught, so we had to move to England because I was the closest.
And you didn't cut us in.
Yeah, you didn't bring us any?
No.
Come on, man.
I'm keeping it for myself.
That sucks.
You selfish, selfish man, you.
Selfish.
Go to Jamaica if you want drugs.
I'm too cheap to go to Jamaica.
Well, going to Amsterdam.
It's closer than that. Yeah, he is going.
I'm
so
going to Amsterdam
over
the summer.
How about we discuss this?
A few days.
This is so pointless.
I'll
We're discussing
you
the
some.
Same things again. With Kat.
Yeah, she should have listened to the show before she came.
Yeah.
Wait. So, anyways, basically, the show, the whole idea is that
we talk.
People that don't want to hear us talk, but, you know, they don't want to hear us enough to
See,
come
this
hang
is
out with
actually
us.
A subtle ploy, because if we get people to talk, they want to listen to themselves.
This is like
so they
us
listen
having
to our
friends.
Show. Like, not imaginary
without
friends.
Without them having to be...
Real.
Them having to see us.
Yeah.
See, I don't, you know, have the internet, so, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's
I
okay.
Can't, I
that
can't
sucks.
Listen to myself.
You gotta get...
That's
so
true.
So I'm just doing this because, you know...
We'll make a CD for you.
I don't want a CD of it.
She doesn't want to hear it.
I don't.
But it's the Hindu and the Jew. Wait, you haven't heard our
previous.
Yeah, no, you haven't heard our theme tune either. Let's do our theme tune again. I'm gonna do our theme tune. Yeah, you do.
I'll do a snap.
The Hindu and the Jew. The Hindu and the Jew. Look out, there goes the Hindu. He's fat and funny. Look out, there goes the Jew. He's Jewish. And well, that's all you need to know. The Hindu and the Jew. And that's our theme tune.
I wanted to do it like
a cappella.
I wanted it to be short and have music.
So he could go bum bum or some crazy thing, but he's too shy.
Why don't you, I don't know, why don't you get like the band, like, Woodson to back up the chorus or something?
That would be
That'd
amazing.
That would be so ridiculous.
No,
that would be amazing.
No,
if we can get jazz band to do that for us.
No, see, listen, because, you know, the bands are already accompanying this other guy who I don't really think is very good on the trumpet, but that's just
accompanying
because...
Accompanying him for what?
That's
because
he's Jewish?
No, he's not. He's like... He's crazy. He treated my one friend like total crap.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Just quickly, another point of this disclaimer. Whenever I make Jewish jokes...
I hope his volume's loud enough. Okay,
the only reason I make Jewish jokes is because...
Everyone likes Jewish jokes.
Because the Jew is Jewish and...
I don't care whether you're Jewish or not. Yeah. They're funny.
And I wouldn't make Jewish jokes if he minded me making Jewish jokes.
And it's one of the most
Jewish
true stereotypes.
True.
It's
true.
It's not racist because Jewish is not a race.
Let me finish.
So there's no problem with it.
Will you let me finish? He never lets me finish. Anyway.
You're acting like an old married
As a disclaimer, all this stuff about Jews is not meant seriously. Like we've been saying about all
like
the Jesus
song.
Like the Jesus song.
Yeah, so anyways, Kat helped us do that.
Oh, yeah. She was supposed to do, like, the backing vocals when I finished my bit, but she wasn't here, so she couldn't do it.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
it still sounds good.
Fun part
it was
of
a very,
song.
Yeah.
It was,
so,
it was a good song.
And we didn't have a disclaimer on the original version.
No, we don't.
So we put
no,
that
no.
in this episode. So
yeah.
Any references to any religion I make is, I don't know, what kind of a disclaimer would that be?
Just completely serious,
just
and
no
if she angers men. You, you should arson.
What? Arson who?
Arson.
Who should be arson?
Anyone who you
the
want
people.
To.
The midget.
Give me a high five. Right. Nice
okay,
to that.
I'm not big on high fives.
Yeah, he's not big on high fives. He's not physical at all because
like
he's so weak. Look at him. He's all weak.
They can't really...
Yeah, you can't see him, but he just shook his arm and
wait.
It was like... Like,
oh wait,
floppy.
So, I got a comment line for the midget.
Yes,
and
we did. And
wait,
I listened
he
to
never sent me the final one.
It's
I don't
actually
know
quite poor.
No, not that.
Oh, his number?
He got a number, but
did
I forgot the number.
Oh.
Because I gave him one and he's like, this sucks. So he got his own. So I'm going to get it from him tonight. And I'll probably talk it into the very end of the show.
Talk it into the very
tuck
end.
Tuck it in.
Yeah.
Tuck it in.
Oh yeah, from now on, in case you haven't realized, or I don't know if he's done this already, we're going to have a new thing called David's Day. At the
David's
end of
day.
At the end of each and every
David's Day.
Show.
Sounds gay.
No, let me finish. Will you let me finish?
No, we can never let you
anyway,
finish.
Anyway, at the end of every episode from now on...
We'll come up with a better name.
Because, yeah, we'll probably will. But for now, that's enough. Whenever David... the Jew...
Whenever I'm driving
the Jew's Day.
Car,
the Jew's... No, the Jew's Journey. There we go. We can't call you David because you're the Jew.
How about the Jew's...
The Jew's
wait,
Journey.
Wait, what's it? What's the journey when you go to Mecca?
The Hajj. The Jew's Hajj.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
the
Jew's
Jew Hajj.
It's the Jew Hajj.
The Jew Hajj.
It's like a jihad, but it's the Jew
it's
Hajj.
It's like Jumanji, except Jew Hajj. Anyway,
oh my God.
At the end of every episode, we're going to have the Jew do a Jew Hajj, where basically he's going home or dropping.
I may or may not. You know, I'll just
yeah, I know. It depends
if I
upon...
I think they're up to par, which is very low. We're like 50 par here.
That's because whenever he's by himself, he just monologues.
I hope it didn't mess up.
No, it's just, don't
okay.
worry.
Okay, sorry.
Don't worry. Wait, that's not a battery.
This is
okay.
a long. This is long. Oh, this is only 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah.
This is gonna be at least a 30-minute show.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have to edit it.
So,
what? Can
we actually talk about something?
Can
like
I finish?
Okay. No.
Let's talk
never,
about something interesting.
No,
right,
can.
No.
Okay, stop.
Let me finish.
We don't want to get him.
At the end of the episode from now on, we may or may not, depending upon how the Jew is feeling, have a Jew watch in which the Jew basically just encapsulates what he feels or what's been happening to him, and we'll have that at like a kind of.
It's not like
session.
That. No, it's not like a. Not like I'm bearing my soul. I'm
no,
bored
just,
and I'm driving
just
and I'm talking in a car.
Yeah.
To myself, it's crazy driving down the road,
so,
talking really loud.
For the most part, you can probably ignore those. But
wait, are we gonna have a call in?
Oh, I have the phone.
Okay, see who it is.
Okay, wait. We'll have a call in.
Do you have speakerphone on there?
Hello. Hello. Hey, it's my mother. Hello, mother. How are you?
I'll pause this.
Well. Do you want to talk to anyone apart from me?
Yeah,
because
every time he talks, he records the words he says.
Yeah. One second. David's whispering something. I should attack him.
I was just saying
the Jew.
He records every time he talks, so it's going to get random words.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Wait. Okay, bye. Bye. Peter! Mater's coming home! Okay. Peter and Mater are basically Latin for father and mother. Anyway, the Jew Hajj is
he speaks a mix of British and Indian.
And so...
just like him,
so
English.
He looks Indian, but he is British.
So it's just going to be David monologuing. You can mostly ignore that, unless if it's something good...
Yeah,
well,
I'm not even going to put it on.
No, if it is something good, we'll probably tell you the
maybe
episode after that.
Only.
Yeah, by request only. Did you talk about your... I don't know.
Like, I
car
hate
ride.
Life.
Car ride, yeah. How's your car ride, man?
Life sucks. I'm gonna go drive off.
Oh, that's great. In England, we were in physics, and we were watching this video, and it's about earthquakes.
Wait, we were gonna get down to something, like a real topic.
We were.
We
don't have real topics.
I know, we're gonna try something new.
Well, can I finish?
Fine.
Anyway, we were in England, we were watching this video in physics, and it's about earthquakes, and this dude leans out of this two-story building, and he goes, earthquakes are Mother Nature's way of saying she needs some space, man. Just destroy the buildings and let Mother Nature grow. And it's so ridiculously amusing.
On?
What?
Yeah,
that's
pretty lame.
I don't know, but I found it very amusing.
That?
You should have seen it. It was funny. Because he was American, and British people find Americans amusing.
Because
they're loud and fat. What?
You're loud.
I know.
The crib cycle
starts with a that proves I'm American. I'm loud and I'm fat. And I'm obnoxious. There we go.
You're right. You fit right into the Midwest.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't
Amen.
Know. Anyway, what was this you're talking about? A real topic?
Oh, yeah.
This
so
real topic?
No, I really don't.
Real topic.
She's been really quiet.
Real topic. Oh, okay.
Because you've been one.
Wait, right now, we gotta look up if goats have square pupils.
Oh, you probably remember this from the last episode.
I'm not sure if this is loud enough, too. But
yeah, it probably is loud enough. Anyway, we were in the last episode, and the Jew thought, I heard from someone that goats have square pupils.
So first period, I already said this, but Snapples said that goats have square pupils.
Who's Snapples?
Oh, they
Snapples,
have horizontally like positioned pupils.
A lid of a Snapples.
Oh, that's
Well, we gotta give some of the names Snapples.
Snapples?
They have horizontally
Who should we name Snapples?
Oi! They have horizontally positioned pupils.
Not very bad. Do you want a new one?
Yeah!
Listen!
Okay,
no,
sorry. Okay, let's hear this, because we gotta
They have horizontally positioned pupils, not necessarily
Horizontally positioned meaning what?
I don't know. Let's listen.
Their eyes are sideways.
Listen. A slit pupil helps an animal resolve images in the direction perpendicular to the slit.
That makes more sense. It's kind of like a stoma.
Yeah.
It's two
guard cells.
Two guard cells.
In terms of eyes.
Two dorks.
I know, we are.
Yeah.
But just
but they don't have enough water.
It's not a circular, it's more of an eye-shaped thing. Inside the eye, obviously.
Like
but
cat eyes?
They just horizontally... Yeah, no, except cats are vertically.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just like
I know, that's what he just said.
I didn't get that.
Awesome. Oh, that's because you're Jewish.
Okay. So what do you want your new alias to be?
I don't know.
You want a new alias? Why do you want a new alias?
Piglet 19.
What?
Piglet 19.
But you're cat.
You can't lip that. Sorry, Donna Drew. You never listen to this. They're good.
What?
They never listen to this, I mean.
Who?
They're good. Donna Drew. You don't listen to them.
No, I don't want to listen to them.
Yes, please don't.
They're good.
They're very funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
Wait, so
other
why
people,
do you want to change your alias?
Because
and why is this a real topic?
It's too mundane.
You get to be Hindu, and you get to be Jew, and I get Jew,
so
and
what
I
you
get to
be
cat, which is
what do you want to be?
Very bad.
What do you want to be? The Christian?
You want to be?
I'm not.
We need a Christian.
Yeah,
no.
That's true. But what do you
Christ
want to be then? The girl? The
Christ
only
lover.
Girl we'll ever have on our show?
Really? Are you serious?
No, probably not.
Probably.
No.
Well, except for
we have to get Caroline because she's just
Caroline
Creekman. You don't know her, but we have to get her. Because she's so mean, it's
we had what's her name on?
She just like throw pens at
you. What about Luftwaffe?
Luftwaffe, yes. It's you and Luftwaffe.
It's,
Beanpole's girlfriend.
Yeah. Luftwaffe.
Why is she Luftwaffe?
Because, I don't know, I said...
They were talking about Luftwaffe, and
no,
I was like,
we were talking
Luftwaffe,
about... I give her... We couldn't think of
the German
name,
Air Force.
And I said, my ideas are being shot down like a Luftwaffe. And so, me and Eddie got into this Luftwaffe argument, and suddenly decided that
like,
Luftwaffe would be.
I decided that was my idea.
That's,
we can get back to the table.
The one idea he has, and he stole it from me and Eddie.
And
Beanpole.
And it sucked.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any names?
Do we have names
what?
For you?
Yeah. Any suggestions?
Cat.
Not very inventive.
Hey, I like cat. It fits.
Yes, but it's so not changed. It's like normal.
Yeah. Like,
kitty cat.
Yeah, because being a Jew is really changed for you.
Yeah, but people don't call me Jew. People call her cat.
Yeah, like, I have my friends
So you
want to
be something, you want to be another alias.
Yeah.
Or Elias.
So what do you want to be?
Or Alias. Or Ally.
I was Daisy at camp.
Or Ally-ass.
I was, because the first day... Because
he's a
woman. No, like, one of the days, sort of. No, I was hilarious. I was amazing at that camp. I was hilarious. You think I'm lame? I was actually funny at camp. I can be funny at camp.
God,
I hope
no.
This volume doesn't have anything to do with the volume of the recording.
I don't know. You need
that
to speak
up. That would suck.
Up.
I'm going to turn it all the way up just in case it does.
You need to speak up.
I think it's just for playback, though. Okay. Okay, so anyway, yeah. So the first day...
anyway.
I was joking. I was the best biker. All those kids could not bike.
Oh, yeah. That
Sorry,
makes
you
such
were at
not
this camp.
A wimp.
Well, not all of them. Because...
Okay, just tell
Charlie
your story.
Charlie Bedell was...
Tell
the, yeah,
your story.
One of the
What's your story?
Okay, so anyways, the first... One of the early days, we were doing a seatbelt check.
Oh,
which is...
God.
He's in the van, he floors it, and he slams on the brake. And if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you fly forwards. So I got in trouble, and so one of the leaders had a like this gigantic skirt, like it was like a like they were basically shorts but a skirt. It was like a elastic waist and stuff. And so the rule was if you got in trouble, you had to wear it. And someone else had already done it, but I didn't. And so the name caught on as Daisy. So I was Daisy, but I was funny. I was funny.
Do you want me to get you?
See, this is what happens when he talks. This is why I don't let
okay,
him talk.
No, we're talking. I bombed.
No, you do need to talk. Just.
Okay.
That
I had a nickname in camp, and it was Wusaichi Pegasus.
Okay, Wusaichi Pegasus.
So what about Wupeg?
That's cool!
Okay, you're Wupeg.
Wupeg is cool.
I hope we don't
Suddenly,
forget that.
Wupeg is cool. Oh my god.
It sounds like a file format.
God forbid. Yeah, I know it does.
We will be putting this in WooPeg.
New version of MPEG, WooPeg. Oh, MPEG, ManPeg, WooPeg, WomanPeg.
Wow.
Let me talk about your man pegs.
No, why does everyone take that the wrong way?
It sounds like the wrong way.
No, Midget would take that the wrong way.
Midget would.
Me too.
Because we were talking about...
Beanpole wouldn't.
Sam does his lollipop here.
Yeah, he just keeps on licking on that from like time to time and then puts
Maybe
it back.
Maybe he's practicing.
Oh, God.
That's right.
For what, the international lollipop competition? Let's keep this clean.
Okay, fine. Let's keep this a little
good. We want this to be a family thing.
Well, not so much that, but if our family stumbles upon it.
My mom just, like, knows how to turn the computer on. I doubt she even, like...
Oh, let's search on Google and see if we can find our site.
No, I already did that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, okay, if anyone here... If Midget or Beanpole, if you know how to do this, I submitted the site for... I submitted it to Google and Yahoo and a bunch of other sites to be crawled. Which means I think they're going to look over it and then it will be put as a search result. I don't remember how I set it up, but I did it. If it works, it'll be... It's like... Their website says, you know, your thing will be crawled in the next month. So eventually...
See, he started talking
again.
He bombs.
I'm sorry. It may become a searchable website. But all I know is that if you go to Lycos and you search...
You're still bombing.
Even then it doesn't work. Just go to deck.
Stop bombing!
2000. .tripod.com.
Yes. Okay. Have no you stopped now?
No more from me. Okay, real subject. Back to real subject.
Okay, real subject.
Never had
Should we all look for to real
okay,
subject?
Back.
Yeah, we're
okay,
back.
Okay, let's see. Real subject.
See? This is why we don't have real subjects. It takes too much time to think
Wait,
of one.
I was doing a... Did you have Mrs. Jewel ever?
Yes.
Wait. I like Mrs. Jewel.
No,
I may actually give her this podcast.
Well, she's...
Eventually. A clean version.
She's,
I'll give her the CD,
she's
not the
like
website.
Really, really nice, but some of
she
her...
She is really, really
Some
nice.
Of her, like, teaching methods
And she likes the same music I like.
Oh.
She likes Polyphonic Spree. She likes Groove Lily. She liked The Killers a little, which I'm still not crazy
the
about.
The Killers?
Yeah.
Polyphonic Spree.
You like The Killers?
Yes!
Are
they're
a
good.
Bunch
awesome.
Of high...
They're
annoying...
Crazy.
Really, really.
It's kind of like
irritating. They're like this itch which you scratch and scratch and scratch, but it never stops. Itches and you just feel
That's
like punching the itch in the face.
They're good though. They're nice.
Put cream on them. You mean suffocate them?
Yes.
Good
know.
Idea.
I just basically think of like you know all the groups that are like you know like mad and like woo. Just like all the people at Woodson, man.
There's a part of the song. There's a song where they have a lot of woohoo. He's waiting
for WooPeg to finish. So you're like, oh, they have a song with woohoo in them.
Who should listen? Did I ever play you any of their stuff, Beanpole? Wait, I should.
Yeah, that's good. Just ask him. He's just gonna answer, isn't he? Yes, Jew. You
call,
did.
Okay, and another thing, call the comment line. Beanpole, I keep telling you this. You just do it once.
Yeah, just...
And then do it again.
Just call the comment line. Oh, and sir, this I haven't said this for like a couple of episodes now, but... Just because the Jew keeps on talking to Beanpole or we keep on talking to Midget, doesn't mean we want to discourage all you other listeners out there. So if you're listening to this and you're like, who's Beanpole?
All you have to do is
who's
email
Midget?
Us.
Yeah, just email
or
us.
Or I have us and we'll talk about you.
Or...
don't you just love
We don't
that.
Have anything better to talk about.
You can say don't talk...
Wait.
Midget,
Wait.
If you really hate it, we won't talk about you. If you promise to listen and get other people to listen. Otherwise, we'll talk about you a lot.
If you leave us a comment line or something, and...
Speak
so
up.
We know you're actually listening.
Enunciate.
Also, yeah, just don't worry about the whole Beanpole thing, because that's just Jew being Jewish.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing better to do.
He's like... Yeah.
You know he wants to be Hindu, but if he does, we'll
be
Hindu
and
Hindu, and it wouldn't work.
H-H.
See, because what I decided is that the Jewish God is just one of my Hindu gods having fun with the Jews.
I see.
And what's the curse?
Personally, I don't believe in any gods.
Yeah, so I know he doesn't, which is why he doesn't mind the
I'm a mock
Jesus
Jew.
Song.
It's not a mock frog. Did you see that? We don't have mock frogs. Candy Shop, Monty Python, and Flying Circus.
Look,
okay,
I don't remember. Again with the
Monty. The trouble is these people don't know Monty Python.
The trouble is
You British people, don't you like Monty Python?
No, it's Monty Python, not Python.
Monty Python.
You're a thon.
You're a
thon? You were going to say you're a thong.
Yes, I know you were.
No, I really thought you were going to say that.
Well, I didn't, because I'm a good person.
The only difference is G.
Yeah, but it makes a world of difference.
No, I can't spell. I spell Monty Python with an I. Monty Pie.
It's because he's mathematically oriented. And also crazy.
Like a pie, like the symbol. Because I like math.
I like pie because it's pie. Oh, I have this promise from someone that they'll make me a pie for my birthday. Looking forward to that. My birthday. It's my birthday.
When is your birthday?
October 6th.
Okay, October 6th.
Oh, yeah, October 6th. You look.
1988!
What?
What?
1988? That what you said? What'd you say?
He's an idiot. I don't even know what you said. Anyway.
I don't know what I said.
What was I going to say?
Okay,
on that day, if we're going to have a special or on... Wait. The Jew's birthday is over.
Okay, this will... We will have gotten bored and forgotten that we were ever doing this.
We will not have...
But if not, we will do something.
Yes, we will. And you better send us a comment line or
something.
Think
how much space that would take up if we keep it up at this rate.
Yeah, I know.
By the end of the day, we'll have used 40 megs of space. And that's 2 days.
That'd be so cool.
40 megs.
The great thing is once you...
See how many gigs that would be by October.
Once we post it, we can just delete it.
Yeah, we'll start deleting old ones. Well, yeah. I'll store them on my hard drive. And if you ever want an old episode, email me and I'll send it.
Yeah, I need to get...
Or IM me. It's actually... IM file transfers are fast. You guys should use them.
Yeah, he didn't even know about them until I sent him one.
We also have to figure out a way to do... Yes, you're getting bored.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get a topic.
How about Target?
Target?
Like, the store.
How about Walmart?
Oh, yes.
I don't know anything about Walmart.
Mr.
Yeah, he keeps on Baldy Mustachio.
What is he called?
He's Mr. Baldy Mustachio.
Okay.
I talked about it at the end.
Because he's bald.
He knows it's Mr.
He's bald and he has a huge mustache, so he's...
But he's cool. He's cool.
Except he's bald.
He wears the same shirt, like, every single day. They're just different colors.
He does.
It's ridiculous.
Is it the same color? It's always like...
And it's like, there's a... Like,
it's like... Desert red?
Yes!
Desert red.
It is, it's like...
It's like this off-reddish.
Bleached red.
Yeah.
Like, not bleached, but sun bleached.
Yes, so it's like...
This is like a 40-minute long episode.
It's mod.
Oh, we've got 24 here, we've got another... Oh, it's easily 40.
I think we should stop now. I think this has been going on too long.
This is fun.
Yeah,
but we're gonna have to edit it. Let's start editing.
Let's
I don't want to edit it, it's a lot of work.
Well, I know, let's just finish this... up and then if we want anything else
what do you
want to
do?
No, let me just finish this up and if we want to do anything else
we can add another file, it takes nothing.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so basically
everything is a conglomerate.
This was episode 4 of The Jew and the Hindu my neck cracked at the Hindu's house. And
okay, so call our comment
line. Call our comment line.
I'll say
one. Yeah, you always want to say, you don't let me. Fine, Sam.
Okay, the long distance, so you know you have to put one in front of them.
Yeah,
you know,
finally you said that.
Okay, so 206-666 DAK2 DAK2 and 206-202 PRAK.
Jew.
And then eventually we'll come up with one for midget.
Yeah. So again, we'll do it because the Jew was speaking too fast. 1-206.
Look how much time.
666 DAK2 DAK.
What is 206?
And 1-206-202 PRAK PROC.
So it's in the Midwest.
Yeah. Also, our website, dakdakdak2000.tripod.com. You'll see pictures of us up there and some of our episodes.
Yeah, go down to the bottom of the page.
We have two episodes up there.
You can actually stream them. You can stream them. You can on the website.
We have
streaming audio.
We have an About Us page. Well, there's only me on it. But
I don't want to put Jew, if anyone feels like
the Jew should be on this sometime. We don't know when.
Because I don't really want to write it.
Well, I'll write it for the Jew.
Yeah.
I'll just say he's Jewish.
He's like, he's this gay kid. He goes to my school.
He was called Daisy.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so,
oh man. George is going to have a field day with that.
Midget.
Midget's going to have a field day with that.
So, that's about it for today, you lot.
We may have another, but we'll tack it on the end, sure.
Until again.
And don't let me forget to add the comment.
That's what we should add.
Okay,
until again.
Okay, goodbye.
I like it. It's cryptic.
Until goodbye.
Again.